Today is the third Sunday of Advent. It is also called Gaudete Sunday. The epistle for the third Sunday of Advent is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Philippians, the fourth chapter. Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. Let your modesty be known to all men. The Lord is nigh. Be nothing solicitous, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your petitions be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasseth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the first chapter. At that time, the Jews sent from Jerusalem priests and Levites to John to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and did not deny, and he confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not." "Art thou the prophet?" And he answered, "No." They said therefore unto him, "Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as said the prophet Isaiah." And they that were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said to him, "Why then dost thou baptize, if thou be not Christ, nor Elias, nor the prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there hath stood one in the midst of you, whom you know not. The same is he that shall come after me, who is preferred before me, the latchet of whose shoe I am not worthy to loose." These things were done in Bethania, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. And thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Make straight the way of the Lord." Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today, my dear friends, I would like to begin by telling you a story about a man, an angel, and a cross. This particular man, as so many in the world today, believed that he suffered a great deal. His sufferings differed at times from sickness to difficulties at work to misunderstandings with friends and acquaintances. With each of these difficulties, the man considered himself a martyr of patience, but he never failed to complain to anyone who would listen. So one day, when the man was suffering from a particularly bad cold and was denied a much-needed raise, he cried out, "O Lord, please take away this cross of suffering." At once, an angel appeared and said, "I am your guardian angel, and I have obtained permission from God to take away your cross of suffering." However, the angel continued, "Every man must suffer something in this world, so you must come with me and choose the cross of suffering that you will carry." Now, of course, the man was delighted with the idea of picking his own sufferings. So he exclaimed, "Of course I will come with you, and I will choose my own cross." Immediately, the angel showed the man a large room, which was filled with crosses of every size. Some stood much taller than the man and were richly decorated. Others were smaller than his hand, but when he bent to pick them up, he found that they were heavier than a lead beam. The man tried each cross in turn, but he found that each one was too big and awkward, or too heavy for him to carry. So finally he turned to his angel and asked, "Don't you have any little crosses that aren't so heavy?" Even as he asked the question, though, his eye fell on a cross he hadn't noticed before, because it stood beside the door through which they had entered. This cross was small. It was less than half his own height and seemed to be made of plain wood. Darting over to it, the man seized it and easily placed it on his shoulder. "I choose this cross," he said. "It is small and it is light." Then, seeing the look of surprise on the angel's face, he asked, "Why shouldn't I choose this cross?" "Oh," said the angel, "I put that one down by the door as we came in. It's the one you just asked to have taken away." Now, my dear friends, in today's gospel, we see a group of Pharisees coming to St. John the Baptist to ask him whether or not he is the Messiah. You see, St. John had been baptizing many people in the Jordan River, where he was preaching. He baptized all those who wanted to do penance for their sins. And this fact surprised many of the Jews because the prophets had foretold that when the Messiah came, there would be a baptism which would forgive sins. Thus, the Pharisees, as strict interpreters of the law, believed that only the Messiah, or someone closely associated with him, such as Elias or the prophet foretold by Moses, could baptize. The evident holiness of St. John and his baptizing as penance for sin caused many to believe that he was the promised Messiah, that he was the promised Savior. That is why this group of Pharisees came to ask St. John whether or not he was in fact the Messiah. However, we hear St. John emphatically declare that he is not the Messiah. Instead, St. John informs the Pharisees, he is merely the voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Make straight the way of the Lord." In other words, he is the precursor or the forerunner of the Savior. In fact, St. John says that he is so inferior to the Messiah that he is not even worthy to untie his shoe. He concludes by telling the Pharisees that this promised Savior, the one who will institute the sacrament of baptism that had been foretold by the prophets, was already living among them. St. John said that he is simply preparing the way for him so that as many people as possible would recognize him. And we too, my dear friends, we must be prepared so that we will recognize our Lord when he comes to us, no matter what guise he may appear in. Of course, Christmas is less than 2 weeks away, so no doubt we are already preparing for his coming. But did you know that our Lord comes to you every single day and not just at Christmas? He comes to you each day disguised in the circumstances and duties of your daily life. For his divine providence allows every single circumstance that we encounter throughout our lives, both those that we see as good and those that we see as bad. Thus, we should accept every trial as coming to us from God's divine hands. Whether the difficulty is a misunderstanding or boredom at work, whether it is sitting in traffic or trying to pacify rowdy children, whether it is some suffering or some accident or illness, or even the Christmas lights that refuse to work, or the tree that falls over just as you finish decorating it. Every difficulty is allowed by God for your own personal sanctification. Patiently bearing these crosses is our key to heaven. St. Francis de Sales says we should be patient not only with the chief and essential afflictions that may befall us, but also with regard to all the details and circumstances that accompany them. In other words, we must not complain about any part of the difficulties we encounter. We must accept every detail of our sickness or difficulty with patience, Because God, in his wisdom, power, and love, is allowing them to draw us closer to himself. By patiently bearing our crosses, we will satisfy for our sins, practice virtue, and prove our love for God. And of course, God will always give us the graces we need to bear our trials well. This is where the man in the story went wrong. He was impatient and didn't recognize that his sufferings came from God, and so he asked to have them taken away. However, as he realized, when he chose that same cross of suffering that he had just asked to have taken away, he realized that his cross had been perfectly fitted for him by God. St. Francis de Sales points this out when he says, "God has foreseen the cross that he now presents to you as a gift from his inmost heart. This cross he now sends you, he has considered with his all-knowing eyes, understood with his divine mind, warmed with loving arms, and weighed with his own hands to see that it be not 1 inch too large and not 1 ounce too heavy for you." St. Francis then continues, "He has blessed it with his holy name, anointed this cross with his grace, perfumed it with his consolation, taken one last glance at you and your courage, and then sent it to you from heaven, a special greeting from God to you, an alms of the all-merciful love of God." In short, my dear friends, God has carefully measured every suffering and trial that he asks us to bear, and he sends them to us as proof of his love for us. If we were to hear God asking us to accept a particular cross, to accept a particular suffering, would we complain to him? Or would we not joyfully accept that cross as an honor? We must strive then, my dear friends, to remember this truth. God himself comes to us in the difficulties of our state in life and asks us to bear them for love of him. Thus, whenever you feel a flash of annoyance or irritation, or when you're tempted to complain, imagine that our Lord himself is standing beside you, asking you to carry this cross for him. Tell him that you accept this cross, with all its circumstances that accompany it, for love of him. If you bear these sufferings patiently for our Lord, you will have many gifts to give him at Christmas, and you will indeed make straight the way of the Lord by removing impatience from his path. Remember, my dear friends, our Lord comes into your life every moment. So receive him patiently, cheerfully, in all the circumstances he allows, just as you would receive him into your arms if the Blessed Mother held out the infant Christ for you to hold at the stable in Bethlehem. Our Lord sends you these crosses out of love for you. So embrace them, because they are perfectly planned to bring you ever closer to his most sacred heart. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.